And welcome you to the second hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. Whew, fresh off the love train, and we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, Martha Norwalk. .com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. See all the great posts and photos and stories of animals that I've posted. There's a very cool photograph of someone on a paddleboard. A big, huge octopus underneath him, right underneath him. I mean, right underneath him. It's a very cool photo. And, of course, there's a wonderful photograph of Dr. Nels and Linda on Zoom and Stacy and Nathan in the studio this morning. You can find that there, too. And, I posted some pretty flowers for Happy Mother's Day. All righty. Hope you all had fun on the love train. And it looks like Stacy had to talk through the whole love train.
Yeah, my kids, my daughters are FaceTiming me from Portugal.
Wow.
They forgot I was doing the show. And so I was showing. They go, wow, I haven't seen inside the studio. So they were
thinking, how fun.
Yeah.
Now, they're in Portugal?
They went to Portugal. So they had this trip planned to go to Croatia back during 2020. But then the pandemic hit. And so they canceled that. So then they were going to go this year, finally reschedule everything. But Croatia is a little too close to Poland, Ukraine. So they thought maybe they better go west. So they moved, changed their trip. So they're in Portugal right now.
So
Spain and Portugal.
And how are they liking that? They have
The weather looked beautiful. She said it's so hot.
Now, obviously, technology must work that you can FaceTime between here and there.
Yeah. So
technology is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. So. Wow. Well, happy Mother's Day. I'm glad
connect
in.
We'll chat for a little bit, so I'll call them later. So
How fun.
Yeah.
What time is it in Portugal? How many hours?
I put the world clock on my phone, so let's see.
Should be about 8 hours.
Hours ahead of us?
What time is it?
I think that's about England.
It's 6 o'clock at night there, 6:10, so whatever that is.
So that's eight hours.
8 hours.
Yeah, so right on, Dr.
Well,
Nell.
I've got clients all over the place.
Well, and that leads us into now Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. They are both best practitioners, which stands for bioenergetic synchronization technique. Dr. Nels has kind of taken it some steps further in his own practice. And I think you generally refer to this work as neuroenergetic balancing.
Right, especially when I'm talking about the animals, because it's something I developed based on the best work that I had learned for people, and then I modified it and adjusted it and kind of do it differently than what the people do for what's called animal best now, which came up a little bit later.
Yeah, so let's explain that. So you know, so many times when I start talking about what you do and the work that you do with the animals, and Linda, the work that you do with humans, it really sounds like really weird doo-doo-doo-doo kind of stuff. But it isn't. You know, the best bioenergetic synchronization technique is an actual practice or process that one can go to school and learn.
Right.
And so is that what you did originally? Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, well, of course, I've been doing chiropractic work on people and animals for years and years before I got exposed to the best technique.
Right.
And I learned it for people. And after I'd been working diligently at it for about a year, as I did with most of the things I ever learned to help people, I translated into how can I help animals with this work that I'm doing. And I've just had amazing things happen. Animals, like a horse that was three-legged.
And do you know how many years ago it was when you started doing this?
Oh, yeah. That was it would be 2001 when I started with the animals doing best work.
So that's
work.
More than 20 years ago you started doing this kind of work.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so you weren't treating animals was not really a part of the best work. It was developed to work on humans to start with.
Right, right.
And then you kind of, because you're into animals and wanted to help, you adapted what you had learned about humans and just started applying it to animals.
Correct.
Now, then, did Linda, you know, I'm assuming she, I always have assumed, you guys will have to correct me, that Linda must have learned about best from you, and then, or did she come get it after you or before you, or how did Linda get involved? Linda,
how did you learn this?
Yeah, how did you get involved?
Well, it's funny you should ask that question. So, Nels, obviously, when he started using this technique, I'm always happy to get any kind of treatment from Nels. And I noticed he was doing something really different. And then he also would come with his family and stay at my house for a couple of nights once a year, because for a while the Mortars were doing an annual visit to the Seattle-Tacoma area. And I got to hear a lot about what
said the Mortars were coming. Now, Dr. Mortar was a human chiropractor.
Right.
And he's the one that developed or created the best therapy.
Yeah.
And so when you said he would come to town, he must have been coming to speak about it or teach it or something. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they would teach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then finally, Nels saw that they were doing an event for the public that he could invite people to. So he invited me and my partner to go, and It was a 3-day thing in Tacoma, and it was fabulous. I got to see Nels bend some rebar.
What?
With his throat.
I bent rebar with my throat.
Oh my.
Me and a tiny little woman who weighed about 100 pounds.
Well, then this is woo-woo stuff.
Huh? It's the most rebar. Basic and powerful force in the universe. It's us.
Wow. Okay, so you were really impressed.
I was. I immediately felt like it was something, and I wasn't doing anything like this kind of work. I was working in a nonprofit organization, helping people who are homeless or victims of domestic violence. And I just loved what I heard and saw. And our parents were chiropractors, so I had a good background.
So this is in your genetics.
Yeah. I had an acceptance and openness to it. And so at the time, they weren't training anybody who wasn't a licensed chiropractor. But they also realized that maybe they could train people who weren't. And so I got to jump through a little opportunity there and start learning in 2005.
Uh-huh. Okay. So in about 4 years or so after you started, then Linda got involved. Was it originally developed only for chiropractors to use?
It was developed by a chiropractor. And the model at the time was simply, if you as a chiropractor developed technique, you would just teach it to chiropractors. That's just the only thing people knew. And then I think some people were starting to break that mold, and the Mortars saw an opportunity to expand this work further out into the world, because their mission is to improve the health of mankind worldwide. And we need more than just a few chiropractors doing this if you're going to do that sort of thing. So they wanted to have massage therapists able to do it, and any other doctor or any other licensed person. And then eventually they said, well, why not just teach anybody who might want to take care of their own family to do it?
Uh-huh.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
So it would then got opened up to anybody can. Mm-hmm. There aren't any requirements. You don't have hoops to jump through. You can sign up and learn how to do this.
Right.
So now the original Dr. Mortar, who created all this, I think he's passed away.
Right.
Right. But is it his daughter, Sue Mortar, that carries on, or what?
All of his children carry on.
Oh, okay.
The Mortar Health Alliance, or Mortar Health Systems, is the two brothers, Tom and Ted Mortar, and then Sue Mortar has the Mortar Institute, and she went ahead and also then developed the energy codes, which is another further look into energy, and it's a book full of tools of how to do balancing and releasing on your own.
All right. And so now at this point in time, Dr. Nels, I mean, how would you describe what it is that you guys are doing?
Okay. Well, we're doing a sensory-based technique that helps to reintegrate mind and body. And in doing so, it rebalances the mind and body in terms of physically rebalancing. As a chiropractor, it helps to correct subluxations, for example. It helps correct a lot of things, because it's getting at a foundational level of what is the brain telling the body to do, and how come it's telling it that? Well, it's responding to something. And so, as you know, when I work with you, a lot of what we do is emotional work, because mm-hmm. it's how we think, and especially how we feel about what we're thinking, that is creating a lot of the problems that we physically have. And so we're allowing the body to release a lot of that emotional turmoil that's got the body responding to old news, old information in a sort of survival form. Mm-hmm. And that's basic survival instincts are only meant to go on for a while. You need more than that to have a good, healthy, positive life. So we got to clear out that old crap that's responding to emergency and say, let's get to ordinary function again.
All right. So I think it's important for, you know, that people understand that this process in and what it is, you don't diagnose and you don't treat.
Right.
So a lot of the talking we do when someone calls in to have their, you know, you work on their animal or the humans, and we always ask how they are and what's going on that they need help with. But the bottom line is we have that discussion and learn those details more for just our interest and so that everybody knows what's going on and listening. But you don't have to know what's wrong, because this is more of you just energetically tuning in to the patient and then doing what their body tells you to do.
Right. Yeah. Linda, you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, I completely concur, Martha. We really don't need to know. But for human beings, storytelling is big, and we always make stories out of our experience. And symptoms are the way that our body communicates with us that there's something, you know, happening. And so people get very symptom focused, but we don't need to know, really. We just need to make this contact with the field and start to find where we need to make releases and how we do it, whether it's an emotional or whether it's just focusing on the body itself.
I'm thinking that one of the reasons for you to know a few of the details, you know, when you're working on someone, is that, well, when you're working on a human, you sometimes have them think about something.
Yes.
That's bothering them or whatever. So sometimes I think it might be helpful if you kind of know what the problem is, because you know then what to ask them to think about or something. But I guess you also, you can just ask open questions like, what's the biggest problem you have right now? Or you can ask general questions that don't identify anything. But then is it when the person gets their mind focused on that, then highlights to you what areas of the body to work on, or
yeah, do you want to handle that, or should I?
Yeah, I'll go for it. And Nels can help me out. He's much more articulate on this. Basically, when the first inquiry is what do we need to have this person do, and in priority, what's first? And so then we will go through, you know, yes, no questions, and it might be, you know, the number one thing that this person is concerned about right now. So we just say, think about the number one thing. And when they do that, what happens is a pattern actually is revealed. It actually creates a clearer picture of what interference is in the way. And that then guides us to what they need to think about and what they need to do with their breathing and eye position.
I've always thought of that, because you will give, you know, your patients instructions, you know, that close your eyes. And those of you that have listened, you've heard it. It's either, you know, eyes open, mostly eyes closed, and look up to the left or down to the right and hold your breath or do controlled breathing. And then usually there's a word, think a word and a number. Now, to me, that's always been that, well, you do that to kind of get the left brain busy doing something so then you can sneak in the back door and work on the body. So that's kind of been my interpretation of what it is, but I don't know that that really has anything to do with what you're doing.
I think it's a valid way to look at it, but it's only part of the
story. Only part of it, okay.
yeah, because in having the person do those things, they're essentially lighting up in their energy field the area of disturbance or what the body is responding to with a pattern of response. And they're identifying it as old information that maybe doesn't need to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. And then the more automatic systems of the body get a chance to evaluate that and say, we don't need this anymore. And then it can drop it. And now you don't have that pattern of response to the old information. And your body is now more efficient because it's not responding to old news.
All right. Interesting. All right. We are going to...
Martha, mm-hmm. Sorry, one more thing. I just wanted to say, we're actually not doing something to the person. They are actually making all the releasing themselves. We're just ready to tell them when they've released it.
All right. Now, we are going to take care of our advertisers. So a little short time out here. And then as we continue... Sounds, you know, pretty understandable when they're working on a human, you know, and you think about that and that lights up the pattern that we can see. Well, what's going on with our animals? They can't tell them to think of something and hold it in their mind and all that sort of stuff. So how the heck are they doing this on animals? And so we'll find that out. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. Now, let's see, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Great classes and events and coming up throughout the rest of the spring and summer at Ananda. And, boy, the farm's in full gear and lots of great produce for sale. And everything going on now is in a hybrid form. So most things you can join in person if you would like, but they're all continuing to be Zoomed or streamed online. So whatever you're comfortable with, it will work. So check out everything at anandawashington.org. And then, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back to work at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. She's in a couple days a week and can work on you in person at the in the gong room and with the chimes and the forks and all of that great stuff. Or she can work with you remotely, just like Dr. Nels and Linda's do. You know, with this energetic work, there's no issue with distance. So we'll also ask him how that stuff works. So check out whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. All righty. We have got Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the studio. Sister Linda Rasmussen is Zooming in today. And, of course, your phone calls always take priority. So anybody out there would like a free remote treatment for you or your animal friends on this wonderful Mother's Day, just give us a call, 425-373-5527, or toll-free 1-888-298-5569. So 425-373-5527. 373-5527. I can feel him waiting to do something.
I was wondering when you're going to play it.
Yeah, you better call us because, you know, Stacy could be talking to her daughters in Portugal. So give her a reason to be here. Okay. I love that. That was great. So anyway, call me, 425-373-5527. All righty. So we were talking about best bioenergetic synchronization technique that's kind of evolved into neuroenergetic rebalancing with Nels and the animals. And Nels works primarily on animals, on some humans, and Linda works primarily on humans and some animals. Now, we were discussing, you know, how it kind of works with humans, and that, you know, you have them think of something and an issue or whatever, although it doesn't have to be specifically identified, but that somehow lights up a pattern for you guys to recognize and then know what to do with the body. But so I'm wondering, with animals, you can't tell them to think of this and hold it in their mind and close their eyes and hold their breath and think of, you know, trust and the number two or whatever it is.
Right.
So how does this work with animals?
Okay. Well, I'll tell a story about a member of my private membership association, Healing Ministry for Animals, which is how people work with me, by the way. Anyway, this dog, a Shiba Inu, by the way,
yes.
We were talking between.
I saw two yesterday that I referred to Dr. Nils,
yeah.
Which is why we were talking about him.
So anyway, this fellow has been kind of losing it lately in terms of he can't control his impulses. And he even bit his owner, right? And she was very upset. And so this is a woman who I've worked with quite a bit, and she has, you know, her own energetic problems, which is part of the deal. So I've been working with her to clean up her energy,
help her energy,
and it's helped him a lot, but then he kind of went sideways on us. And so after I was done cleaning her energy up, I tuned into him, and he was going to go to a vet.
Now, are you working with this person and dog in person?
No,
or
this
remotely?
Is they're in San Diego.
Oh, okay, right. That's even better.
So we're just on the phone.
Okay, so you work with the owner remotely over the phone,
right?
Okay,
right. So after I was done with her, I said, now we got to get your dog handled, and I'll just tune in because we're not going to. First of all, she's not going to put her hands on him. He doesn't like it right now anyway. So.
Well, Shibas have their own book.
Yeah, they do. So anyway, here's what I found. I found that I needed to just do a basic physical type fight or flight rebalancing, which made total sense. I got his system calmed down. And then I started asking the question. And when I do this, it's a binary system. It's like computers. We're accessing the information in their energy field. And in that information, you can ask the question about what's bothering them, essentially. And what I found was his system was all messed up on the feeling of trust. It was just blown up. So I reset that, and I pretty much did it the same way I would with a person, except for I can't tell him to think about it, so I thought about it for him.
Oh.
And that was an hour before his vet visit that he was going to go to get kind of checked out for a lot of different things. And normally he is he doesn't like to go, and he doesn't want to see the vet, and he can be aggressive. She said it all went totally smoothly.
Wow.
She was totally amazed at how he got through that whole afternoon without a hitch.
Wow.
So apparently it works.
Wow. And that, you know, brings up another point that they were in San Diego.
Right.
So that's the wonderful thing and why we can do the radio show in the way that we can do and why Linda can be on Zoom, but Dr. Nels is here. But it really doesn't matter where you are with these energetic healing modalities. There's no issue with distance.
Right. Just tune into the field, and the field is everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah. What could you explain to people that might help them understand that concept?
Well, from a spiritual standpoint, we are all one. and we're all one. And in a religious context, we're all one in God. In an energetic context, we're all one in the field, that this energy field exists everywhere and through everything. And
we're all connected.
We're all connected through this field. And I guess I just sort of found out as I was doing the best work and becoming more finely attuned to energy that I could tune in at a distance. And I started actually with Linda's brother-in-law's dog was my first my first subject, and it worked. And so it's like, whoa, so you can do this at a distance. And I'd read about some stuff from Deepak Chopra about quantum healing and, you know, the quantum universe and how, you know, again, how we're all connected. And yeah, I just thought, well, let's do some experiments. And started seeing some really great results happening. And, you know, and it was shortly after that that I met you and you said, well, you got to come on my show and do this stuff.
Well, yeah, because way back when, whenever that was, I know it's been years ago, but I don't know, even know that I want to know how many years ago it was. But when I first started hearing about Dr. Nels and the work that he was doing. And, of course, it smacked of woo-woo stuff to me. And I'm very skeptical about all of that. Even though if you've been here over the years, you know, we have communicators and psychic mediums. And, you know, I've had some of the best in the business on the show for years. But I'm real picky about who's here. And it took me a lot of years to understand the validity in this and be comfortable with it, that I would want to share it and all of that. But I still, in hearing about Nels and what he was doing, you know, all my skeptical stuff comes up. And I really just kept poo-pooing it, and I'm not interested. And I finally just was getting so bothered by listeners and clients, got to check this guy out, that you did a free seminar or something up in Snohomish at a barn.
Right.
And you invited me to come, and it's in the neighborhood and I happen to be free that. So I went. And it was this big old barn. And there were a bunch of people there and stuff. And Dr. Nels was there with his massage table, and he asked for a human volunteer. Yeah, well, I'm not shy when it comes to this stuff. So, I just jumped right up. And he put me on the table, and in less than 5 minutes, he solved a problem I'd had my whole life, and it was just gone. Like, whoa, okay, I think I have to pay attention to this. And then I think after you did more demonstrations and talk and all of that, well, then we were at a big horse facility complex in a barn, and darn if there wasn't a horse that was colicking that was brought in while we were doing this, and they brought it right into the arena, and you worked on that horse and balanced and stopped the colic problem.
Yeah, it took about 12 minutes.
12 minutes, yeah, 10, 12 minutes. And he had the horse pulled out of it completely.
And what's funny about that is I'd never worked on a horse with colic before, and I'd always wanted to, but, it's just, I don't want to be the guy you call up in the middle of the night. Okay, so don't do that, people.
Yeah,
I turn my phone off at night, by the way.
I'll email him.
But. Because I don't want to go out to a barn at 1 a.m, right. Okay? So anyway, but I thought, well, this would be great, you know, opportunity to try this out. And I just reset the animal, and it stopped having whatever the problem was. They said it was colic. I mean, I didn't diagnose it. There were two vets there. They knew what was going on.
Yeah. And so obviously I was very impressed, and that was the beginning, and the rest is history, as they say. But I of course said, well, Nels, we have to start sharing this with everybody, and we have to get people doing this and for the animals and all of that. And so when you started doing the show, you were real new at doing the remote stuff.
Right.
Fortunately, he'd stuck toes in the water, but Divine Mother's wonderful how she guides these things. So it's like throw him off the deep end. And so then you started doing the show Animal World with us here. And I don't know, you'd been doing it, quite a number of years, I think. And then, but because of my friendship with Robin Alexis, who does Mystic Radio here on this station at noon on Wednesdays, she and her husband, Bob, of course, got connected with Dr. Nels through me, and you would work on them and their animals. And then at some point, you know, Robin got this great idea of let's bring Nels in.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so you started doing Mystic Radio.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that's been either now.
That's been about 3 years.
Oh, and, God, it's been that long now?
I think what happened there is they just felt like they needed some kind of new energy in the show.
Yeah,
And I was, it's funny because I thought I would have loved to be on their show. And I was thinking in terms of like doing one guest visit.
Careful first, what you ask for.
The first call I get from him is, "Hey, you want to join us on the show?" And I said, "Well, sure, yeah." When do we do it? Starting on this and just going forever. It's like, oh, really?
It turned in. But anyway, so you've been doing it ever since, and I think as you kind of said to me a few times when you were starting that Robin really pushes you to your, you know,
right.
limits. And,
yeah,
and,
yeah, she expands my horizons.
Yeah, and so you've had to really develop much deeper and better skills and sometimes just, you know, winging it on the air, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
But the years of you doing the remote work through the radio shows has really expanded your ability. And you got real good at it. Now, I think, Linda, I think have you always done in-person as well as remote treatments for people, or did it take you a while to develop the ability to do it remotely?
I would definitely say the remote came later and more slowly, and then it got extremely accelerated when COVID happened and almost everybody went into Zoom or phone work. But you know, I got a lot of confidence from being treated by Nels remotely and also just my understanding, as he's already beautifully stated, that we are one. We are one energy. And the connection, if we have intention to tune in and be connected, we are. And so it made sense to me. And I've had just profound experiences with people around the world and people in Seattle who enjoy having a session in their home instead of driving into Seattle.
Yeah, and so it sounds like you had a similar experience, whereas Nels got pushed into having to expand by going on the radio. You got your push with COVID and not being able to work with people in person for a while.
Yeah, and this show pushed me too.
Well, right, because at some point, yes, we decided to pull Linda into the radio deal because she's doing such phenomenal work with people, and it would allow us to do both and all that sort of thing. When people call in, 425-373-5527, we probably should be shouting, call me, at any rate, I can't believe it. How long do you know? How many years have you been joining us, Linda?
I think probably since 2018.
Okay.
It was probably my first year.
I was just looking at it. Actually, I saw August 2019.
Oh, okay.
Is when we first started playing your commercials. So.
Oh, okay.
I have a feeling that's probably
I didn't start doing the commercials until about 8 months into it. So I actually started the previous November in 2018.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 'cause she wasn't always advertising. Yeah.
She was more of a guest, and now she's like, you know, a co-host.
Yeah, you guys are permanent. And anyway, I'm just blown away at how time flies when you're having a good time. I mean, how many years does that mean that you've been doing this show?
I think we've been at it for 9 years or 10 years or something.
How could it have been that long? I mean, does it seem like that long to you?
No, the blink of an eye.
Right, yeah. Anyway, we've got to take care of advertisers before we run out of time in this hour. Seriously, though, if any of you out there would like a remote treatment for you or your animal friends, you're certainly welcome to give us a call, 425-373-5527. We're going to take care of advertisers. And then when we come back then, we've got to have Dr. Nels explain why he's created this Rasmussen Reset business and the do-it-yourself program and what that's all about. And so we got a lot more to talk about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Talk radio that will get you thinking. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost done with the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And let's see, again, we heard from our NuPro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O. NuProSupplements.com, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And their website is real easy to order from now. So just go to the website, check out the NuPro Nuggets for the kitties and the dog supplement. And if you've got skin and hair coat problems with your dogs, you won't if you get them on NuPro. And then, of course, again, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, you can find him at healingministryforanimals.com. And if you click on the contact link, you can send him, fill out the little form and send him a note that you want to talk to him, and he'll arrange a phone conversation with you, and so can help you figure out what will work for you and your animal friends. And golly, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love to have you join the Animal World family of advertisers. So you can just shoot me an email or give me a call, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or call me at 360-217-7258. All righty. So we've been talking in detail more about the neuroenergetic balancing and the best and energy codes and all of that. Well, Nels also does what he calls the Rasmussen Reset. Because your work with the animals and so forth, somehow along the line, you started figuring out the nervous system stuff. So why don't you explain that to us?
Well, as part of BEST, we learned that much of what goes on in our bodies that causes problems where we end up stuck and no longer able to heal ourselves properly is we get stuck in fight or flight. Well, animals get stuck in fight or flight too, of course. And it's just due to stress, either prolonged stress or a sudden trauma, a sudden fright. Those kind of things can kick in the fight or flight. And that creates a nerve system response that is automatic and overrides pretty much everything else that's going on. Mm-hmm. So it can affect digestion and anything to do with digestion. It can affect attitude and cause a lot of anxiety. And it can just sort of lock the body out of its ability to rest and digest and heal properly. So the reset is sort of at the basic level of how do you get an animal or a human back to square one, where their body can start to operate again. And this, over time, just working with a lot of paralyzed animals, I found a couple of points on a point on the neck and a point down lower on the spine area that are very important to this. They have a lot of nerve endings, you might say. There are a lot of extra innervation and energy points right in these two locations. And so I found just touching those two on the right and those two on the left side of the body will create a pretty good reset for most animals. Now, it doesn't correct all the things that I usually find when I'm doing a full session, but it's pretty great at calming them down and getting them out of the fight or flight.
Resetting the nervous system.
Yeah.
And this isn't like you're doing actual manipulation of the bodies or anything like you would in chiropractic medicine.
It's just touch.
This is a simple, light, just finger, one finger touch.
Yeah.
And it's usually one finger from each hand.
Right.
You're touching on usually on the same side of the body and then maybe similar on the other side.
Correct.
But it's real, real simple. And I noticed that when you're working remotely, somehow I know what you're doing, what you're working on, because it's like you have you imagine you have the animal there and your hands are all moving and going to places. And I've watched you do it long enough that I know what you're doing.
Right.
But it's almost like you work on an imaginary animal.
It's a process of visualization. And by visualizing them, it's like bringing them into my field, or I get into their field. It's a mutual thing. We're together, and I can set up this. I'm working as if I have them right with me just by visualizing and touching those points. And then I wait and I monitor for the shift to happen, which is signified by a slow, steady, strong pulse in both fingers at the same time. And that tells me that we have balanced that particular set of points.
All right. And then something then told you that it would be important to teach people how to do this themselves.
Well, you know, there's the fight or flight thing is so ubiquitous, so universal that having the ability to calm animals down quickly would be a great thing, I thought, for especially people who work with rescue animals and such.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted it to be a part of the homework that people would do with their animals. So I was teaching all my clients anyway. I thought, why don't I just do this once?
Right.
Create a video, and then I can show people this is how you do it, right? So So now I have the video course, which is available. And right now, it's not automatically available. You can't just go online and just buy it, although that option may come back sometime soon because of the membership thing I have to do to be okay with the state. So people have to contact me through the website, and then I can connect them with the course where it hides on the internet, and then they can go there, and right now they can buy it, and it's $50.
Yeah, so it's that. Can you imagine learning how to do this and reset your animal's nervous system for $50? Boy, and I'm finding that be a lifesaver for my clients and with dogs that have a lot of anxiety. And while we're taking them through the rehab process of extinguishing bad behavior and replacing with new and changing the way they feel about things, it is phenomenally helpful if the owners can be resetting their nervous systems a number of times through the process. And so the do-it-yourself program is just phenomenal. And now if it were up to me and I were in charge of the world, we'd have not just those educated in the Rasmussen reset and the do-it-yourself, but educated best practitioners or, you know, what Nels is doing. I think there should be practitioners. There should be somebody in every rescue, like you said.
Right.
In every vet hospital, in every zoo, you know, every place that animals are being housed and cared for, and especially if in the rescues and so forth, I just can't imagine the difference it would make if you had someone on staff at rescues that could reset all these animals that come in,
yeah,
and do that on a regular, it would make a phenomenal difference. Anyway, I'm not in charge of the world, so I can't make that happen. But maybe in time, it will. I think you guys are kind of way ahead of, you know, the rest of the healing world. But you know, we'll catch up. Now, we are getting short on time this hour, and but I also want to talk with Linda about this. Because I know, I mean, obviously you and Nels are brother and sister, and you do this work together and all of that. When you're working on an animal, do you do the same kind of reset with them that Nels does?
Well, now that I know about the reset, you know, of course I use that always first. And then because I do have a lot of sensitivity to energy, I also... basically you're guided by your fingers, encountering, you know, the animal, and you just feel certain areas that you can tell that's a spot.
No. What about, again, do you have to reset the nervous system for humans?
We are resetting the nervous system.
Does that just come kind of automatically in the work that you're doing?
That's the number one thing about bioenergetic synchronization.
Okay.
That is the underlying thing that is being done.
So
there's a reset.
So for people, you know, that many people, you know, have specific fears or things that, you know, put you into anxiety or nervousness or whatever and that sort of thing. If one has that kind of thing, is that an indication that maybe our nervous system has been stuck related to that experience? And so that's why this work works so well to help people through these kind of things?
What do you say, Linda?
Well, I say as a human animal, we all have this. We were designed to be protective. And so this fight or flight or freeze response that we have is part of our design. And it's a great part of our design. It keeps us alive. And at the same time, it can get stuck in two-leggeds and four-leggeds. And human beings have stuff that startles them all the time, whether it's an email that they don't want to see or a phone call they didn't want to get or a traffic situation or being at a workplace where something is upsetting to them on a regular basis or having a childhood that they never really... we're able to understand. It comes in all forms, but the basic thing is there is fight or flight happening, and a lot of it is not getting released back out of us again.
All right. Okay, well, that's a great place for us to break, and we will pick up this discussion starting the next hour. But what's occurring to me, and I wonder how many of you are thinking about this, when they're talking about this nervous system getting stuck in fight flight and the process of resetting that nervous system, which obviously can be done with animals, and we know it can be done with human animals, and they do it all the time. Well, are any of you thinking, boy, this sounds like this may be the answer for PTSD? What is that? Sounds like that's a stuck nervous system. Well, I don't know. And we haven't discussed this specifically. So hold on to your hats. And when we come back in the next hour, let's find out. Is this the answer for PTSD? What about, you know, all our veterans and everything going on? And they just have these horrible things in your life. Can they help them? And all, yeah, let's find out. Anyway, we'll pick that up on the other side of the hour. Right now, we are going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three, and we do that by getting on the love train. It's time for our exercising and dancing and getting our blood flowing. And of course, I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer so that we're all spiritualized and energized up for today and the week. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, or you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, join us on the love train, we'll cruise through and pick you up. So here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. All right, stay right where you are. Love Train coming through straight up, and Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.